Street in Midland. Northwood Athletics on ESPN 100.9 FM are presented by Garber Chevrolet of Midland. Now, let's go inside the pack with Travis McCurdy and Timberwolves head football coach Leonard Haynes.
We are live, and we're back. Northwood Football League Lee, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by the head football coach, Leonard Haynes. Coach Haynes, how are you tonight?
I'm doing lovely. Good. Great.
It's a little soggy out there.
Yeah, a little misty. Damp.
Damp is a very polite way of saying it's raining
still
like cats and dogs
day.
Out there.
But still a good
yes,
day.
Yes, exactly. We're live from Molasses in downtown Midland. It's the home of the show, and more importantly, some of the best barbecue around. They specialize in St. Louis-style barbecue. Their signature sauce is my favorite, the molasses sauce. They have specials every night of the week. Unfortunately, they do not have the prime ribs sandwich tonight because of the power outage they recently had. But that sandwich is unbelievable. I'll be showing it, eating that every week from here on out. They're open until 9 o'clock tonight, so come out and have a great meal at a great place. Visit molassesbarbecue.com for online ordering. Coach, how was the bye week for you?
Bye week was great. Had a chance to refresh. Players can refresh. I mean, we practiced, but it was good to get the guys back and revived again, you know. Excuse me. And so, and then coaches, we went out doing some recruiting, some things of that nature. So try to get caught up on that.
I know you had a trip to Ohio last week and some of your coaches were all over. Do you think it was a successful weekend away looking at what you got?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you can get a head start on recruiting is great. You can get out and meet coaches. And for us, you know, getting to some newer areas, it was great.
And obviously you went to Ohio, but you guys were all over the place, too, with all your guys, too.
Yeah, we had a guy go to Florida. We had a guy go to Indiana. Two guys go to Indianapolis. I went down to Ohio area, Dayton area. And we're all over the map, you know, west side of the state here in Michigan. So we're just trying to cover our bases, man, while we can.
And I think the best, like you said, it's really early in last week we talked about this, early in the year for a bye week, but it's also a chance to kind of even take a little bit of a breath and assess where you are as a team. Mm-hmm. So you've had an extra week to get ready. Where do you think you guys are at right now going forward?
Well, it was great. So we can get to clean up some things, offense, defense, special teams, and we wanted to make sure we shored up some things. And again, it's kind of a reset, you know, just to get going, you know, for the rest of the season now because we got about a 7 or 8 week stretch. You know, coming
there's
up.
There's no breaks coming up now.
So there's no breaks now. So we're in it now. So now everything else we're going to have to fix on the run.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes on Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. We should clarify something for fans. This weekend's I'm calling this the true home opener because even though you played at home.
I agree with that.
Yeah. First time in your state, even almost 700 days.
Yeah, I agree
Not
with that.
Not that I'm counting, but this is a non-conference game this weekend.
Yes.
Because you're playing Northern Michigan, a conference opponent in a non-conference game. Mm-hmm. Wick doesn't have enough schools, non-conference, blah, blah, blah. But you're going to see a non-conference game this week against Northern
Michigan. Yeah, against Northern Michigan. It'll be our first non-conference game. I mean, against a GLIAC component.
Yes, yeah.
And then we play them, I think, at the end of the year.
Yep, last game of the year.
Last game of the year. So, you know, obviously, this will give us a chance to see a little bit who they are, what they are. And you know, obviously, we'll tell a story, you know, on that last week.
Yeah. So, looking at the GLIAC right now, we mentioned it's always crazy, but I mean, even that Saginaw Ferris game last week might just show how.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was a wild 7 turnovers for Ferris, but that still doesn't mean Saginaw Valley's got to take advantage of them. So that is a testament to how the GLIAC is.
Oh, it is. You got to come ready to play every week, man. There's no giving that you're just going to step on the field and win. And I listened to that game, and Saginaw gave them everything they had. Everything, and you know, obviously Ferris withstood it and got away with a victory. So, but the GLIAC is the GLIAC, man. You got to show up every week to play. It doesn't matter who you're playing, and Mark can tell you that when he comes on. But it's a tough conference.
Now, looking forward this weekend, we mentioned we're playing Northern in the non-conference game. Northern is 2-1 on the year. Just beat Davenport last weekend in a similar non-conference game against two conference opponents, I believe.
I believe.
Yeah. I believe that was the non-conference game, too. What have you seen from Northern so far?
Well, Northern, I'll start offensively. I think they do some good things offensively. They like to run the ball, and their quarterback is more of a scrambling type of quarterback. If things break down, he's taking off and running with the ball. And, you know, they have some quarterback design runs as well. So it's one of those things we got to be just on our P's and Q's, I guess, sort of speak, and have a, you know, high eyes on that quarterback. And I think their running backs are pretty good. They have some pretty talented guys out there. And so at the end of the day, our defense understands, hey, we got to stop the run, and we got to stop the quarterback, and we got to rally to the ball, and we got to run. And defensively for us. And so Northern's defense, you know what I see with them is, you know, they like to stack the line of scrimmage, so to speak, and they have a Mike Bagger sitting right in the middle where he can run from sideline to sideline, you know. And they do some multiple things, three-man front, five-man front. They do some different things that, you know, our offense definitely preparing for to attack some of their weaknesses.
When you have a quarterback like that, that likes to scramble, likes to get out and run, I always hear assignment football on TV and hear all those. But do you necessarily, is your one of your linebackers just assigned to that, or is it a little more complex based on formations and stuff?
Well, it is kind of complex because, you know, obviously if they have a play they want to run, Northern that is, hey, and it may break down. Say if it's a pass play, the quarterback may pull in and just run it. Mm-hmm. You know, he may just drop back and say, hey, This is a wide open lane. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So either, one way you just rally to him, you know, as a defense, or you put a spy on him to make sure you keep him contained, you know, from hurting you. So, but we're hoping we can rally, get 11 guys to the ball, run to the ball, because he can hurt you with his feet for sure.
This is what happens when we don't have a game. We actually talk more stuff like that. So, because we don't have a game to recap. So we're talking with Leonard Haynes on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. So we mentioned it's your first game in a long time at your field. Mm-hmm. You guys, I mean, the opener at Midland High was great and exciting,
yes.
Under the lights.
Yes.
So it was great. But to actually play on your field, sit in your locker room before the game, you got to be really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's time to be back at home and playing and get in front of our fans. Although our fans were at the Midland High game, this would be great now to create the atmosphere at our own place. You know, we just got back on the field this week.
Yeah.
And so it was good to be back out there. And, you know, we were on the grass field for a while until they finished the track, which is a beautiful track, by the way, so far.
Does look great, yeah.
And but our guys are excited to be out there and excited to be back at home base, you know, to kick this thing off.
Yeah, your turf, you know the field, you know everything, and it's crazy. It's been this long, but I mean, a lot of things just worked out. The Thursday night game was planned in advance,
yes.
So all that stuff was. It's just great.
Yeah, everything fell in place. I mean, everything happens for a reason, right?
Yep.
And so it was meant for us to probably play at Midland High anyway, and that was great. That was great for us. But now we, like you said, back at home. In front of our fans, in front of the students, I think it'll be an exciting time.
When you look at, I guess tomorrow's weather is supposed to be much better, but Saturday it kind of is a mixed bag. Maybe a little bit of rain. Not like this, though, it doesn't look like. Thankfully, I don't think anybody wants that. Do you guys adjust a little bit your game plan based on if it rains or not? Or do you have, like, contingency plans if it starts raining? Or how do you guys affect that?
Well, you know, we tried to get outside and practice yesterday. It was some rain coming down from drizzle. So you want to be able to practice in the elements, right, to get your guys acclimated to it. So, you know, because you have the wet balls and things of that nature, how to handle wet ball situations with our quarterbacks in exchange, you know, with the running backs. So that does come into play. So a lot of times the old school of thought is, hey, you run the ball a little bit more, you know, in bad weather. Now, you know, but you still can get it off and sling it around some as well in bad weather, which it just depends on how wet those balls are and how bad the weather is. And it can alter what you do from a game plan standpoint. So, yes, you can. It can. But, you know, I think you can still stay in the framework of what you want to do.
Well, and then I think the other thing, too, is the old mentality was also we got to run the ball, but the old mentality was also a lot of just turn around and hand it off.
Yes.
The options can make that a little tricky in that situation, too. So it just depends on, and you guys are smart guys. You know what you're doing. But you also got to, the balance has got to be like on a day like today. I'm sure, I think you guys practiced inside
today. Yes, we went inside today, yeah.
Because, yes, you want to get used to the elements, but are you going to be able to be productive when it's this bad out?
Yeah, that's a great thing. I said that to one of our coaches today. I said, hey, we want to be able to be productive, you know, out there, because it can be a distraction, because you're out there practice for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, and now kids are starting.
They're thinking about how wet and cold it is instead of what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And so with that, we wanted to try to keep them moving, keep them busy. We concentrated, scaled down practice a little bit more today, and just focused on certain things and got those things done and got them out.
So 1 o'clock Saturday against Northern Michigan. Yeah. Coach, we'll talk a little bit about the D1s in the state. Michigan State both off to really good starts this year.
Yeah, really well.
Do you lean one way or the other in that?
I don't know. I think I'm right down the middle with them.
I kind of am, too. Yeah. And there's not a lot of us, because you're either on one side or the other usually.
Yeah, I'm not riding with one flag or the other. You know, I support them when they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they're playing each other, I just look for a good game, to be honest. You know.
Do you know what my answer is when people ask me who do I want to win the Michigan State game?
What's that?
I say Northwood.
I want Northwood to win.
That's right. So both of them are off to great starts. Hopefully they keep it going this weekend. But, Coach Haynes, I didn't know how we were going to talk for 11 minutes, and we had no game to talk about. But we did it, man.
It's
just the chemistry we got.
Oh, I think that's what it is. Absolutely. But I think your next guest will be awesome. Parker Bluss. Whew.
Use the pressure's on is what you're saying.
First team all conference kicker.
You're putting it down right now. I love it. So, Coach Haynes, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend against the Wildcats.
Appreciate it, man.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Parker Bluss. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
From the biggest of big games to the littlest of the little.
There you go!
No,
first base!
Go, run!
Whenever you shop Meijer, you help support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. From some of the biggest stadiums in the state to the familiar fields down the street, you're helping make a difference to the people and places you call home. Learn more at Meijer.com/community.
Grand Traverse Pie Company in Midland is passionate about making your taste buds happy. Warm up with a bowl of Grand Traverse Pie Company's homemade soups, tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, or traditional chicken noodle. Cool off with the fresh Grand Traverse Pie Company salad, chicken fiesta, black beans, corn, and tortilla strips, or a cherry chicken, cucumber, feta, parmesan, and dried cherries. Dine in, take out, or delivery. Homegrown in Michigan, homemade in Midland. Grand Traverse Pie Company, North Saginaw in Midland.
At Mr. Car Wash, we want to know, what makes you feel great?
I feel great when my car is freshly cleaned. It's why I go to Mr. Car Wash. I'm even a member of their Unlimited Wash Club, so I can have my car washed as often as I want with no strings attached. They make my car look great, and I feel amazing the rest of the day.
For decades, Mr. Car Wash has been committed to providing you with the best service in the area. Mr. Car Wash is anchored in quality and speed. Washing your car isn't a chore anymore, thanks to Mr. Car Wash. Visit MrCarWash.com for a location near you in central Michigan.
Linked Technologies knows modern business relies heavily on technology to service, produce, and communicate with valued customers. So pervasive is our need for technology that when it fails, owners and employees alike scramble to try to restore services. Let Linked Technologies diversify your business IT needs so that when your server crashes, and it will, vital services such as email, critical business applications, and data remain accessible to your business.
Connection established.
Learn more at LinkedTech.com.
A building is more than steel, bricks, and glass. It's a stadium where a child attends his first ball game. A church where families celebrate life's biggest moments. A factory that drives the Great Lakes Bay Region economy. Three Rivers Corporation knows our buildings become the setting for great stories. That's why we put more than construction into each one. From planning and design through move-in day and beyond. Our architects and skilled tradesmen take pride in creating a building with character. Learn how you get more than construction with Three Rivers at trccompany.com.
GoTo Transport is now hiring experienced CDLA truck drivers. Company drivers enjoy excellent pay, health and dental, 401k with company match, and paid time off and holiday. Owner-operators earn up to 74% of the line haul, 100% IFTA, and fuel surcharges paid, plus discounts on parts and labor. Endorsements like hazmat encouraged, but not required. Join the fleet that consistently wins awards for safety and compliance year after year. Your road to a better career starts at GoToTransport.com/apply.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is one of the top kicker/punters, you got to include both of them, in the GLIAC, Parker Blust. Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got first team all GLIAC 2 years ago as a punter, but you've also been the place kicker for a couple years. What do you consider to be your stronger version of special teams?
I'd probably say punting, just because obviously I got all-conference sophomore year in punting, but I think that's definitely my stronger suit.
Now, when you came to Northwood, were you recruited for both, or were you recruited specifically for punting or kicking?
I think it was both. I did both all throughout high school, so I came in thinking I was going to do both, and then obviously the punt position came open my freshman year, so I stepped in and took that over freshman year, and then as David Reiser graduated my sophomore year, I took over the field goal spot.
And when you came, was that always your goal to do both, did you think, or did you think, well, you probably, I know you're going to be a good teammate and say whatever the team needs, I'm going to do. But your personal goal is probably to do both, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I wanted to do as much special teams as I could possibly do.
And I think about all the things about being on special teams at Northwood, it's a very, for lack of a better term, special teams are special at Northwood. They're a very big part of a program. But you get to work with Dave Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the legendary Dave Arnold. Talk about what it's like to work with Coach Arnold.
I mean, it's great. I mean, he brings a lot of energy to every practice. You definitely don't want to get on his bad side on special teams. And he does a great job at controlling the scout team in special teams. And that's really where he that was a huge aspect of me coming to Northwood, is because of how passionate him and EJ are about special teams, and it's been great ever since.
What do you think the biggest thing you've learned from Coach Arnold Senior about that's made you a better kicker and punter?
I think it's really just mentality. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, especially in the kicking game. You're going to miss a field goal. You're going to shank a punt every once in a while in practice especially, but I mean, it's just learning from those mistakes and growing as a player, really.
Where do you think, is it physically or is it your technique that has changed and improved the most since from like when you were in high school at Lake Orion to now? Orion. I knew what I meant to say.
Yeah, you're good. I don't think it was either. I think it's more mentally.
Okay.
I mean, in high school, I really like, I was the same size and everything, but, and I could kick pretty much the same ball. I've definitely improved since then, but mostly it's just mentality. It's being able to not have a great game or not have a good kick and then be able to turn around and have a great kick right after. I think that's the one thing that I've improved the most on.
And being a kicker and a punter on a football team is a little different because you guys kind of almost go off and do your own thing for even more. All the group position groups do to a certain extent, but the kickers and punters kind of really end up sticking together. Talk about some of those guys you get to work with all the time.
Yeah, so we have a lot of them. There's Quinn Werfel, Max, Matt, Jarrett, and Hudson. Three of those guys are freshmen coming on this year, and then Matt obviously joined us earlier in the year, but they're all great guys. I mean, two of them freshmen this year, Jarrett and Max, have stepped up, and Max has taken over the kickoff spot for this year, and Jarrett's been great at long snapping this year, so that's been a huge asset to our team. But you know how it is with special teams players. Everybody says we're just a different breed because we have a little weirdness to us. But yeah.
And the thing about is that Max is the freshman that's kicking, doing kickoffs.
Yep.
This is a weird question, but he looks like he weighs about 100 pounds from the press box, and yet he has got a ridiculous power on his leg. It's crazy. Was it a surprise to see him the first time with, I mean, I know kickers, it's just the build is different, but even him, he seems even small for a kicker to have that much power.
Yeah, and we really don't, like, on the team, we don't get a lot of, I mean, I might just not pay attention to it, but we don't really know who the recruits are coming in, and then they came in and I realized we were getting another kicker, and I mean, I knew that he had the technique just because I had seen him kick a little bit in practice, but once we did kickoff, I realized that he definitely has a boot on him, and he can get it down to the goal line if he needs to.
And you can just rely on the field goal sometimes. Just kidding, that'll keep you busy enough. Yeah. You don't need to. You don't need to do all the kicking, Parker.
No. I'll pass on the kickoffs.
So this is at the end of the interview. I always ask all the players, "What's your major? What do you hope to do with when you're done with football?"
My major was automotive aftermarket. I graduated last year. I just did the accelerated program, so I graduated in 3, and I am in graduate school right now, so I'll graduate at the end of this year. And what I plan on doing with it, I just want to go into the automotive industry, make an impact there. I've always been in automotive, like with my dad works in automotive, my grandparents worked in automotive, so I just want to make an impact there. That's what I love.
How has being in grad school been different for you than being an undergrad playing with football?
It's a little bit different just because you have to go to class every day from 9 to 12, except for Wednesdays because that's our off day. But it's just a little different because you don't have tests. There's no tests. It's just constant written assignments, and you're just constantly writing 5-page papers. But other than that, it's not bad. It's not that bad.
Well, Parker, that's a great interview. Good job. Congrats on all your success, and good luck this weekend against Northern.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with women's soccer coach Chelsea Hunter. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
I'm Jackie Kemmler, and MidMichigan is my go-to place because they guided me safely through cancer during the pandemic. I've always been diligent about mammograms. I'm glad I chose a 3D mammogram because it helped detect my cancer early. My breast nurse navigator, Melissa, was with me every step of the way. I was relieved that I could stay local and have my familiar surgeon, Dr. Smith. My surgery was right in the middle of the pandemic, but they made me feel safe and treated me like family. Learn more at midmichigan.org/breast health.
Rolls Mechanical specializes in HVAC, refrigeration, and plumbing services. Rolls Mechanical has the only Department of Labor registered plumbing apprenticeship in the state, which guarantees expert service. Rolls Mechanical is a local family-owned commercial and industrial mechanical contractor. Moreover, while women make up only 1.4% of the HVAC industry, Rolls Mechanical is proud to be woman-owned. Count on Rolls Mechanical for immediate service 24/7, 365. Search Rolls Mechanical on Facebook.
After a tough workout, plenty of athletes reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has electrolytes and bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. In Michigan, approximately 1,500 dairy farm families work to provide safe, high-quality milk and dairy products for us to enjoy. Approved by Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. Milk means more.
What makes a championship team?
Hard work, skill, expertise, and focus.
It takes a great team to complete a successful sale in today's complicated real estate market.
Air Reinhardt's team of more than 40 full-time realtors and professional support staff work together with buyers and sellers to smooth out the process with winning results.
Your first home to investment property. Air Reinhardt is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and guidance.
Call on the Air Reinhardt team at arhouse.com.
That's arhouse.com.
Have you?
Why do I fly MBS? Convenience, comfort, and it's close. No crazy 2-hour drive to catch a flight, cheaper parking, no long lines, no long walks to the gate. Plus, by flying MBS, I support my community. Each year, the economic benefit of MBS to our region is more than $100 million. Next time, say I'll fly MBS for your convenience and comfort and for the economic vitality of the Great Lakes Bay region. MBS International Airport. It's the only way to fly.
Do you want to live more independently? Do you wonder if your business is accessible? Do you have questions about disability services or benefits? Disability Network of MidMichigan has the answers. They are the resource to help you access your community to live, work, and play. Contact them today, 800-782-4160. Disability Network of MidMichigan is the proud sponsor of accessible services at Dow Diamond. Disability Network of MidMichigan and the Great Lakes Loons, working together to create accessible and inclusive communities where everyone can dive in.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is the head coach of one of the hottest teams in the country in women's soccer. And for you Loons fans, the owner of Ryan Ward's 27th home run ball of the season from last Tuesday night, the last week of the year. That's Chelsea Hunter. Coach Hunter, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your team is 6-0 to start the year.
We are.
And obviously, that's a good start.
A little bit of a good start, yeah.
Well, that's all we had to talk about, Chelsea.
All right. We'll see you next week.
6-0, best record in the GLIAC, 24 goals scored, 2 goals allowed. I mean, obviously, you've bluntly said the schedule has not been the toughest.
True.
But you have taken care of your business. You've done what you're supposed to do. What do you think the biggest reason is for your great start?
I don't know. I think we, Mike and I, my assistant, we put together a timeline. And in this timeline, this was the year that we were supposed to do something great. And it has come to fruition. I think we have a stud returning players that make up a good quality minutes for the entire team. And I think people are, we're just older, we're wiser, and we've just taken care of our business up until this point.
Like we mentioned, 6-0, but really, I think the first real big test was last Sunday against Northern Michigan.
Absolutely.
Northern's record wasn't as good as they genuinely are.
Yes.
But you still, that's a really good team, mm-hmm. really athletic team.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat them 3-0.
Yeah.
And I'm using nil because we're talking soccer now. So
absolutely.
That's the kind of athlete I am when it comes to hosting.
Adjust the lingo.
And that was a really tough game. You knew it was going to be tough. You had circled because you knew it was a step up in competition. And your ladies really responded well.
Yeah, but in our pregame talk, we talked about two words being consistent throughout the entire 90 minutes for that game, and it was energy and poise. And, you know, sometimes we don't always have poise with the ball at our foot, but I think us defensively, we weathered a lot of storms, and we were able to keep the ball out of the back of our net. We got 2 early goals on them, and we kind of just didn't look back. To be honest, we didn't play that great, but we out-hustled them, we outworked them, we were tougher than them, and ultimately that put us over the line for the win.
You love the Northwood Notes section on my recaps.
I do. So those are my favorite.
There's 2 sentences we can say in that from that work every game.
Yeah.
Northwood 6-0 start matches the best in school history.
Mm-hmm.
Last time was 2002. The team finished with the best record in school history at 11-4-2. That's the first one.
Yes.
And the second one is they've now, through 6 games, you have 24 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Last spring, in 9 games, you scored 9 goals. And the year before that, you scored 18 goals in 22 games. So, obviously, you've already scored more goals this year than you did 2 years ago in a full season. What I think the biggest thing, obviously, are those your three forwards mm-hmm. are outstanding players.
I would say our 4 attacking players. So, we have Jillian Hahn on the outside, Abigail Fowler in the center, and Juliana Paoletti on the other outside in the top 4. The 3. And then we have Jessica Piper, who has come back for her 5th year and is just an outstanding athlete and a player with the ball at her foot. And I think those 4 have done such an incredible job. Each of them brings something different. And we've kind of just used our creativity going forward. And I think that has gotten us just a lot more opportunities. Even if you put those 2 years together, we're almost at those 2 years together.
Yeah.
Amount of goals. So, and again, all of those players are, upperclassmen at this point.
Yep.
So again, we're older, we're wiser. We just kind of understand where we're at and what we need to do to accomplish our goals.
And I think for local soccer fans, you got a lot of local kids that are here and contributing.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Fowler.
Yes.
You mentioned Piper.
Yes.
You got Savannah Wallace, Calvary Baptist.
Yes.
Riley Rajeski, who plays for you a lot of minutes
as
well.
A lot of minutes, yes.
Is there anybody else? Or those are the 4 key players, I think.
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot now.
I know. And Piper's from Freeland.
Piper's from Freeland, yeah.
Those are the 5. But
yeah.
Those, it's not that you've got local kids. Those are 5 players, and those are 5 starters for you.
Yes, actually our center back is from Garber.
Oh, there you go.
So that's another one. She's still a sophomore and still growing, but she has absolutely stepped up. What kind of player she is on the field for us, Hannah Jatzik. So
now, coming forward, mm-hmm. obviously,
your next 2 weeks, you've got two huge challenges coming. But first of all, tomorrow, Ferris State, nationally ranked, I believe they're top
16?
16 right now 16, in the country. Yeah. They were the GLIAC champions in the spring.
They
dethroned Grand Valley's, I don't want to exaggerate, 30,000-year run at the top of the GLIAC.
No exaggeration there.
And they're, I believe they're 5-1 right now. Mm-hmm. I think they have the exact same goal differential that you do at this
point. Yeah, I think we've scored just a few more goals than they have. Actually, no.
No,
for, they overall have
for the season, overall for the season, both teams have 24 goals scored, two against. So obviously, this is a big challenge. What is the biggest challenge about playing Ferris State?
I think the biggest challenge is that they try and lull you to sleep and then switch gears. So we have to be very attentive in how we are shifting laterally. And then when they get it in the middle, we then have to switch gears. So they try to move it east and west, and then they get to a point where they've broken you down by moving the ball east to west in a boring soccer fashion, and then they break through, and they're very athletic and very good going forward. So we just have to be ultra-focused for 90 minutes because they can switch gears like that.
You've had some really good games against them over the years.
We
a
have.
Lot of very tight competitive games.
Yes.
I even saw their coach talk about that on a video he put up when he actually was on camera talking about playing
Northwood. Yes, he was on camera.
It's weird. And but, like, you've played a lot of really tough battles with them. So, obviously, your team is going to be confident going into this game, even though they're a great team. You've had success in the past.
Yeah, and I think I told the girls today, I think if we are, we show the same tenacity that we showed against Northern, they're a team that wants to play and convert our chances that we get, we're gonna win the game. And so that's something that I stressed to the girls today at practice. But we have what the game you're talking about, we knocked them out of the NCAA tournament bid. And I think if anywhere we can beat them, it's at our home field.
Yep. And it's also the year you play them three games in a row.
Three games in a row.
Which is weird. Not weird at all.
Not weird at all. No
turkey.
Hashtag
whatever. We can't say that sentence. Finish that sentence. So you mentioned this was the year you guys were scheduled and you're planning to make the leap forward. But you also took over a team. This is your
fourth
year. The year before you took over, your first year, you guys won one game.
I think it was two.
Two games.
But
two,
one of the, because it was, you know, non-conference, Alderson brought us.
Yeah.
We beat Tech that year as well.
Yes. But you must be take a lot of satisfaction to know that is where the team was to where you are now in just 4 years.
That's so funny that you said that. I have not looked at it like that. I have not even... I think I've been so wrapped up in what we're doing right now.
We're just
that
taking it one game at a time. We're going to play 110%. Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it is just sitting here hearing that piece of it, it is ultra satisfying.
Yeah.
It is satisfying to know that I've brought in players that can play at this level and compete at this level and win at this level, and that we aren't just some Peasley Northwood team.
Right.
We're someone that you need to be worried about, and you need to scout, and you need to be ready for anything because that's who we are.
New Northwood was your first year motto. I just thought that just popped in my head.
It did. Hashtag New Northwood.
And I know one person we should mention is your assistant coach.
Yeah,
Mike Kronin. I almost said his name wrong.
It's
but
okay. I got you.
Thank you. But Mike has done a great job for you, too, and he's been a huge part of your success.
Yeah, he is someone who's quiet, but he is someone who's loud when you get on the field. He knows his stuff. He researches. He finds plans from watching professional leagues that we can translate into scouts here. So he is the ultra soccer junkie, and it is something that I have been super grateful for in that sense.
Talk with Chelsea Hunter on ESPN 100.9 FM on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses. Coach, you had a very distinguished playing career.
Every year.
You played at Louisville.
I did.
And I said that correctly.
You did.
More importantly, if you're watching the Cardinals on TV, it's not Louisville, it's Louisville.
Louisville.
If that's how the locals say it. You played professionally, long career. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. When you look back at it, what's the thing you're most proud of?
I think besides playing overseas, because I did that when I was still at an age that I could do that.
Right.
I think for me, it was going to the Sweet 16. I was coming off a 15-month injury And it was my first year back, and to make sort of a run like that in my first year was something I could have never imagined happening. So it was really rewarding. We won the Big East that year. We were co-champions that year.
You got a ring.
I know, we did. We did.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
So I think for me, when I look back, getting to that Sweet 16 is something that I potentially never thought was going to happen, and it did.
And your brother played keeper at Bellarmine.
Bellarmine, not Bellarmine.
Not Bellarmine, in Louisville.
In Louisville.
A lot of things. But you told me this week a really cool factoid that you got about, because you guys were playing both in Louisville at two different schools at the same time, and you both, what did you guys do in the same week?
Yeah, so we were both nominated for Defensive Player of the Week, and we both won it that week, and we were featured in the Courier Journal.
Oh, there you go.
Local newspaper down there.
So you were the Big East Defensive Player of the Week, and he was the GLBC Defensive Player of the Week.
He was. It was so weird, and I didn't even know until my coach actually told me, hey, was your brother's got Defensive Player of the Week, too. I was like, oh, really?
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's a memory for sure.
Yeah. Well, Chels, thanks for coming on, first of all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll do the video portion of the interview next.
Good. I heard it just hooks up to the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Greg Solvay, our softball coach, pranked you, and you fell for it.
Shout out to Brittany, his assistant as well, because she was trustworthy, and I can't trust her anymore.
Nope, that's gone. Out the window. Too bad they didn't hear that.
I know.
Thanks for joining us tomorrow at 2:30 against Ferris State at the soccer field. Weather should be better. It's a beautiful day tomorrow.
Beautiful day.
Come on out. Two great teams taking part in a great game at our field. So, Chels, thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Home is where the heart is. Since 1903, we've called the heart of Michigan our home. When you bank with us, your money stays right here, invested back into the communities where we work, play, and live, promoting economic growth and community service. At Isabella Bank, we care about our community because this is our home too. Isabella Bank, bank local, bank anywhere. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We asked Andrew Anderson why Northtown gives him confidence in his family's safety.
Because it's a family vehicle, I want to make sure that it's repaired to the pre-accident condition. With all the technology on board and airbags, it's important to make sure that everything is repaired to the pre-accident condition. The experts at Northtown Collision make sure that happens. I trust Charlie, Quinn, and the team to make decisions through the process.
Trust Northtown Collision, because your family's safety is their number one priority. Northtown Collision, just 7 minutes north of the Midland Mall.
Niles Industrial Coatings has opportunities right now for industrial painters. These are skilled trade career opportunities with union representation. New recruits receive on-the-job training, competitive pay and benefits, the opportunity to earn a pension, and opportunities for overtime. These positions offer a very real opportunity for long-term growth and are not simply a temporary seasonal job. For more information about careers at Niles Industrial Coatings, email recruitment at nilesindustrial.com.
Applied Imaging, Michigan's premier provider of office technology products and services, salutes the Great Lakes Loons and their enthusiastic supporters. While the Loons are entertaining Dow Diamond fans throughout the summer, Applied Imaging's fast, friendly, and amazing people will ensure Loons management and staff perform productively and efficiently while delivering the unmatched fun, excitement, and unpredictability of family-friendly minor league baseball. Applied Imaging, a proud partner of the Great Lakes Loons and a key resource for the Midland business community. AppliedImaging.com.
Last year's devastating mid-Michigan flood damaged homes and properties, destroyed roads and bridges, and left over 500 tons of waste throughout our beautiful Great Lakes Bay region. Determined to take action in our communities, Team Dow joined together with family, friends, and community partners to clean up. Over 1 million pounds of waste was collected as a part of Dow's volunteer initiative, aiming to remove waste from our environment. Learn more about Dow's plastic sustainability efforts at don't-waste.dow.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses on ESPN 100.9 FM. Like we mentioned, Molasses is open until 9 o'clock tonight, so come on down. It's spectacular barbecue. Can't
recommended enough, and that's not just me saying this because they're our sponsor. That's Travis McCurdy telling you that personally. Busy weekend at North Athletics. Of course, the football game, 1 o'clock at Hand Stadium, our first game in our home stadium in almost 700 days. So come on out, support the team, 1 o'clock. All the links for the game are available on GoNorthwood.com. If you can't make it out, we mentioned women's soccer home tomorrow. Big game against Ferris State, two of the top teams in the region, 2:30 at Dean Field. Free admission for that game. Should be a blast. And then the Northwood volleyball team actually opens the home portion of their schedule. Volleyball off to a good start as well, 7-2 to start the year so far. They've got Northern Michigan tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and then Michigan Tech Friday or Saturday at 5 p.m. Both those games at Reitma Arena. So busy weekend of home events. You can just come to campus and spend many hours and see a lot of great events on our campus this upcoming weekend. So should be a lot of fun. Once again, Saturday, 1 o'clock at home for football, Northern Michigan at Hant Stadium. Come on out. I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight, Leonard Haynes, Parker Blust, and Chelsea Hunter, Brad Tunney back in the studio, and everyone listening at home. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. We'll see you next week right here from Molasses. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Molasses in downtown Midland. Get an inside-the-pack perspective with Northwood head coach Leonard Haynes every Thursday night at 6 during the